Now, General, you just alluded to the bin Laden raid, and I said you weren't sure early on. You've now researched it. What is your view on the bin Laden raid? Real, bona fide?
I believe that his wife and children were living there, and he wasn't there. He had died a long time back. But there was an understanding between our intelligence and Pakistan intelligence and the American intelligence that we will, at an appropriate time, in order to declare victory and to build a pretext for withdrawing from Afghanistan, we will carry out an operation. But towards the end, Leon Panetta decided to take the credit for himself, all by himself. And I think this man is very dangerous. You've got to be careful. This man is a disaster. The outgoing defense secretary, Robert Gates, was more sensible. He was more mature. But this man wants to take credit. And on the other hand, the new CIA chief, David Petraeus, has got agenda of his own. It is his private agenda, which he's pursuing. So you have to be very careful how things move
sure.
in the future.
Sure. General Gould, in closing, you have intel sources or just from talking to other sources, you're saying now that it was fake. Pakistani intelligence went along with the fraud as a pretext to give the U.S. a fake victory and an exit strategy.
Yes, this is not there. Everyone knows it. And I'm a little more informed than the others. But this is what the real story is. And I think a lot of people across the world don't believe what the Americans are saying. If you were to believe President Obama, you would listen to his first statement, which said that the troops were resisted there, the Navy SEALs were resisted. But second statement that he was unarmed. He was killed, if at all, you have to question, in front of his wives and children. And he was unarmed, he was putting up no resistance.
If he's bin Laden, you want him.
It is not a murder, and who is guilty to have ordered that murder?
All right, General Gould, let me say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us. We'll be right back.